How did you become aware of the Morning Edition theme song contest?
I'm an NPR addict. As mentioned, I commute on 74 a lot, and so that's how I kind of got hooked on NPR. And then I just heard that that they're doing this contest, and I've been arranging random projects like that my whole life. And so I thought that's exactly in my wheelhouse. So I was like, of course I'm going to go do that.
So it was obvious you were going to do a choral arrangement.
I thought so, yeah. You know, of course I sat there and messed around on lots of other things. But yeah, choral, you know, choral music is kind of my sphere right now. And it, yeah, it worked out.
What were the other things?
I arranged for an a cappella group called Chapter 6 for a while, and I could do more of that poppy jazz, beatboxy kind of stuff, which, of course, is fun to do in the studio.
Well, one of the cool things you did with this is you translated the text into Latin.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Well, I mean, of course, like any choral writer, you want some, obviously has to be singing something. Latin is a great default for anybody writing choral music because of the clear vowels and the sort of ubiquity of sound that doesn't necessarily need a direct understanding by the audience. And then, of course, providing the lyrics after the fact kind of gives a new level. But there's all sorts of music written for choir, you know, in Latin that often, you know, is from old sacred texts. And a lot of people are doing that now, even with newer texts.
How many singers and who are they?
There are two singers on that recording.
That's it?
Yeah, it was me and my fiance Lee. Lee's the director of choirs at Pekin Community High School, and I've got a home recording studio, so I recorded all the tenor and bass parts, and then I asked Lee, say, hey, want to sing soprano and alto? And she said yes. So it's, what I think, total 32 of us. I mean,
16
about
times
16
two?
Me, yeah, and 16 of her-ish, that kind of gives that full choral sound. But it's just one person at a time, the magic of recording studios.
So Lee is sitting in the studio with us. She doesn't want to talk. Can I convince you to talk?
Sure.
So when Mark came to you with this idea, were you all in right away?
Yes. As I've learned, he whenever he's doing a project like this, he initially asked me to start recording soprano and alto tracks a couple of years ago when we were dating, and I enjoy helping him out, and any chance I get to sing, you know, is always good. And learning new music and being in the studio working together is always really fun.
Well, it's pretty adorable.
Yeah, it is adorable. You're an adorable couple just sitting right here.
Thank you.
What challenges did you face, Mark, arranging this and producing it?
Sure. Well, like, you know, I've been an arranger for a long time, and it's always you're finding that battle. It's like, I want to do something that's accessible and fun to listen to, but that also is not something that's been done already 1,000 times. You know, so for any, you know, arranging some Stevie Wonder song or something, you, as you're creating an arrangement, you're like, 100 people have already done this. What can I do to make this slightly unique while out with also still mean it's something that's fun to listen to? So for this, the challenge was, yeah, how do I create a sort of a personality arrangement that is fun on the first listen that I won't also hear somebody else do something almost exactly the same way? So the challenge was finding exactly the you know, core material of this. In this case, it's a pretty catchy little melody that sequences down the scale and all that, and think like, how can I strip out some of the original stylistic trappings of it and build it back up into something that stands alone? So it kind of worked out. Just like any project I might be working on, just kind of play through the melody a few times, chord out a few things on the piano, and be like, okay, I think I've got a kind of tonal language going. And then I did create a full sheet music score like I would do for anything, and then just printed it out and got out my microphone, and which then it's not a challenge, then it's like fun, because anybody who's done anything in the studio, it's just like you can spend all day just jamming out. So woke up early to record the bass parts because I'm not really a bass at all, and then you build it up, you know, tenor, alto, soprano up, and then made sure that I had decent enough tracks for Lee to sing along with, because I would hate for her to point out, be like, hey, your tenor's kind of flat here. That would not be fun for anybody.
So, Lee, did you get to offer any input into the whole production process or the arranging process?
Not the arranging process. Like he said, after he printed out the sheet music, he pretty much handed it to me.
Okay.
But he was sitting right there as we were recording it. So as we were recording it, I put my input as to where to breathe or where to crescendo or put a cutoff. But I always wanted to make sure that it was something that, you know, jived with what he wanted, his vision. So.
Oh, then you did add one high note at the very end.
I did.
That you can barely hear in the very top.
Have either one of you, I'll start with you, Lee, have either one of you had a chance to listen to some of the other entries?
I actually was listening to them a couple of days ago. And of course, I'm biased. I think, obviously, I like Mark's the most. But I really like the different directions that different composers and musicians are taking.
Yeah, and how about you, Mark? Did you have a chance to listen to some others?
Oh, yeah, it's fun. You know, like, of course, any musician, you're, yeah, weighing yours against others, but it's just... You can see just the real charm of this kind of experience. You see, like, musicians from around the country kind of coming together to just sort of bring their personalities to this. So in many ways, it's, I don't know, kind of heartwarming to think that I'm joining a crowd of a lot of people kind of doing the same thing and being part of this sort of national project. And there are some really good ones, some bluegrassy ones. I think they did the one today, this morning, that was sort of a tango,
yeah,
I think, and
yeah,
it was great.
How long did it take to hammer this whole thing out?
Probably about a week, just in little segments here and there as free time allowed. Yeah.
Have you heard from NPR yet?
I have not.
No?
On pins and needles.
Well, this is a wonderful arrangement. This is really cool, Mark.
Oh, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And Lee, it's nice to meet you and hear your voice on this as well.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you.